A fighter jet screams through hostile airspace at 500 miles per hour. Suddenly, warning lights flood the cockpit. The engine temperature spikes. Hydraulic pressure drops. You have maybe 30 seconds before catastrophic failure. What do you do first? This isn't a hypothetical scenario. It's the reality that shaped one of the most powerful decision-making frameworks ever developed. Fighter pilots have spent decades perfecting how to think clearly when everything is falling apart, and their methods have quietly revolutionized how Fortune 500 CEOs, surgeons, and even NASA astronauts make critical choices. The secret isn't about being smarter or braver. It's about having a system that works when your brain wants to panic. Every fighter pilot learns a mantra that becomes as automatic as breathing. Maintain aircraft control, analyze the situation, take proper action, land as soon as conditions permit. This sequence isn't arbitrary. It's the distilled wisdom of thousands of crashes and near misses. The first step is non-negotiable. Establish stability before doing anything else. Only with control secured can you properly assess what's actually happening. Air France Flight 447 crashed into the Atlantic Ocean in 2009, killing 228 people because the pilots violated this fundamental sequence. When ice temporarily blocked the aircraft speed sensors, co-pilot Pierre-Cédric Bonnen immediately yanked back on the controls without understanding the situation. This single reaction put a perfectly functioning aircraft into a fatal stall. They had 38,000 feet of altitude, nearly 8 miles, to recover. They never did, because they never properly analyzed what was happening. The tragedy? 15 previous incidents of the same sensor icing had occurred without a single crash. Other pilots maintained control first, then figured out the problem. This principle extends far beyond aviation. How often do we react to problems before truly understanding them? A business leader sees declining sales and immediately slashes prices. A parent hears their teenager is struggling and jumps to punishment. We're wired to act when stressed, but action without assessment often makes things worse. We think linearly in a non-linear world. Upgrading from 10 to 20 miles per gallon saves more fuel than jumping from 20 to 40 mpg, though the second sounds twice as impressive. A penny doubling daily reaches just $163 by day 15, but exceeds $10 million by day 30. This blind spot drove a historic mistake. In 1997, Larry Page and Sergey Brin pitched their search algorithm to Excite.com. Traditional engines matched keywords by frequency, an approach collapsing under internet growth. Page and Brin treated links like academic citations, where more references meant greater value. Excite CEO George Beall rejected them, favoring manual website reviews that couldn't scale. They renamed their project Google, now worth over $1.5 trillion. Excite went bankrupt. Power laws reveal three patterns: exponential growth, J-curve acceleration, diminishing returns, each additional input yields less, and long-tail distributions, the 80-20 rule. Recognizing these requires overcoming linear bias through visualization and extreme examples. Focus on the 20% of factors that drive 80% of outcomes, not endless details. Fighter pilots fly for 90 minutes, then spend 3 hours analyzing every decision. Rank disappears in these sessions. A base commander accepts criticism from a 25-year-old lieutenant. This works because everyone owns their mistakes first, looking inward before pointing outward. The debrief builds an elaborate web of lessons that makes future decisions automatic. This approach transformed the F-35 fighter program. Instructors became coaches who assumed talented people could succeed with proper support. Student failure became system failure. High performers skipped redundant events, while struggling students received extra practice. Technology augmented instruction. Laptops with flight controls for basics, VR for complex maneuvers, 360-degree recordings of actual flights. The core principle? Concepts over facts. Knowledge forms a tree. Concepts create the trunk and branches. Facts are leaves that must stay connected to matter. Combat demands dynamic thinking against evolving threats. Medical students who grasped physiology outperform those memorizing symptoms. Chess masters recognize patterns rather than calculating every move. Decision-making means gambling on outcomes, balancing risk against reward. Gut feelings work for familiar situations, but complex scenarios require expected value thinking. Possible upside multiplied by probability minus downside multiplied by probability. But what when exact probabilities are unknowable? A nighttime mission in Afghanistan demonstrates the solution. After a mortar attack damaged Bagram Air Base's runway, the pilot faced two grim options: land of the potentially cratered runway or eject, both with similar survival odds. Instead of accepting this binary choice, he rapidly explored alternatives, attempting a skyhook maneuver, finding an airborne tanker, checking if Kabul's runway construction had finished early. They intercepted a tanker just in time, executing precise mid-air refueling that saved both aircraft and crew. This is fast forecasting, using conceptual understanding to approximate expected value when precision is impossible. Unlike computers relying on historical patterns, humans excel at anticipating pattern changes by seeking causation and connecting seemingly unrelated information. A financial algorithm might suggest selling stocks based on correlations, but human judgment factors in unprecedented events like geopolitical shifts or technological breakthroughs with no historical parallel. The key is balancing analytical thinking and intuitive judgment. Develop mental models that simplify complex systems while staying flexible. Practice in low-stakes situations, wargaming business scenarios, or running what-if analyses to build capability for critical moments. The Gulf War's opening required destroying three Iraqi radar sites without alerting the defense network. Traditional airstrikes would trigger nationwide alarms. The solution? Task Force Normandy. Army Apache helicopters guided by Air Force Pavlos, flying 50 feet above ground at 140 miles per hour in darkness without lights or radio. After 90 minutes, they destroyed both sites in under 5 minutes, opening a corridor for coalition forces. This mission exemplified effects-based operations, treating problems as systems with identifiable vulnerabilities rather than obstacles requiring brute force. Four principles unlock this approach. Start with desired end states and work backward. Focus on effects over tools. Prioritize required effects numerically. Embrace uncertainty in complex systems where small changes produce outsized results. Serbian commander Zoltan Dani demonstrated this in 1999, downing an F-117 stealth fighter with a vintage 1950s SA-3 missile system. Despite a 40-year technology gap, his innovative tactics, constant mobility, minimal radar use, homemade decoys, overcame seemingly invincible stealth technology. Creativity isn't innate talent. It's a skill developed through systematic problem solving that embraces uncertainty and builds flexibility into plans. Fighter pilots say you lose 20 IQ points when you put on your helmet, the gap between classroom knowledge and real-world application. When the amygdala senses danger, it floods our body with stress hormones, shutting down the prefrontal cortex. Working memory shrinks. Attention fixates on immediate threats. A combat mission in Afghanistan tested these limits. With friendly troops pinned down by ISIS fighters, the only remaining weapon was a massive 2,000-pound bomb. Dropping it would put American soldiers dangerously close, nearly three times closer than recommended. Act and potentially kill friendlies, or wait and watch them get overrun. Mental toughness training made the difference. The program built on five pillars: practicing maneuvers until execution becomes automatic, focus-based training that concentrates only on the next decision, breathing techniques using slow nasal breathing, reframing negative dialogue to build confidence, and visualization training where pilots mentally rehearse flights incorporating all senses. Results were dramatic. Washout rates decreased, average students made considerable gains, and mistakes stopped snowballing. On June 5, 1944, General Eisenhower faced history's most consequential decision, whether to launch D-Day despite deteriorating weather. After declaring, "I am quite positive we must give the order," he deliberately disengaged, playing board games and discussing trivial matters. This wasn't escapism, but a strategy to preserve mental capacity for challenges ahead. Eisenhower's success stemmed from prioritizing importance over urgency. Quadrant 1 contains urgent and important tasks requiring immediate action. Quadrant 2 holds important but non-urgent tasks needing planning. Quadrant 3 contains urgent but unimportant tasks, the urgency effect trap Eisenhower delegated. Quadrant 4 consists of distractions to eliminate. People struggle with decisiveness as stakes rise, overthinking while stress consumes mental bandwidth. The solution? Do less. Smart pilots never exceed 90% task saturation. They need mental space for the big picture. When approaching capacity limits, shed tasks and communicate limitations. When equally good options remain, select the riskiest viable option for greatest potential return, as humans naturally overestimate risk. We make 35,000 decisions daily, yet technology has amplified their impact. Single choices can affect thousands through digital platforms. Master clear thinking to navigate this complexity. Your decisions form your primary interface with the world. Make them count.